My dear friends in Christ, it is an incredible thought to consider Almighty God. And this is, of course, the understatement of a lifetime. To try for a moment to understand the power, the infinity, the goodness, all of the amazing attributes of our Almighty God. To consider that this all-powerful God who created heaven and the universe, chose at a point in time to become man. We cannot understand humility or derogation like to this, but nevertheless, God so willed to become man. And so for every moment that Christ was on this earth, Jesus, the God-man, every moment should be something important and impactful to us. The saints knew this very well. They knew that they needed only to learn of Christ, that we have been given an incredible opportunity. Those in the Old Testament had to know God by mysteries and symbols, by sometimes obscure revelation. But here we can know Christ in the flesh, God himself. And so again, the saints knew that they needed to study the life of Christ, to know Christ, his every word, his every action, because this was the key to heaven. He said it himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so whatever means we can take to know the person Christ better, we need to take those means. And we have been given a marvelous means to this end. Our Blessed Mother gave to us through Saint Dominic the Holy Rosary. And we have to realize that this is ultimately the purpose of the rosary. That beautiful prayer that we pray every day is to come to a greater knowledge of Jesus and his mother Mary. And so I would like to talk a little bit more about the Holy Rosary. This is, of course, the month of the Holy Rosary, and we this last week celebrated the feast of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And is it likely that Father already spoke on the rosary? Yes, but that is okay. These are things that are worth repeating. We cannot talk enough about the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So again, we have here in the rosary the means to come to a greater knowledge of Christ. This we cannot downplay. There tends to be this little bit of, I don't know if it's mystery or misunderstanding in our own minds. We've heard before that the mystery, or that the rosary is one of the most important prayers that we can pray. And yet we tend to have that familiarity with it. It's something that, hopefully not, but human nature, being what it is, from childhood, we tend to think of the rosary as a little bit of a chore. Something that, well, we need to do it, so okay, get your rosaries out. And as a child, this sort of attitude can be a little bit understandable. We can't expect for children to have that knowledge, to have that appreciation for what it is they're doing, but we need to try to instill that. But we must come to a full appreciation for what it is we are doing when we pray the Holy Rosary. Because indeed, Pope Leo XIII, when he extended he increased the solemnity of the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, he raised it to the feast of a double second class. He added to the litany of Our Lady, the invocation, Queen of the Holy Rosary. Pope Leo XIII told the whole Christian world that after the Mass, after the liturgy, the Rosary is the greatest prayer. It has been called for many centuries the Psalter of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this is in imitation of the Psalter, which priests and those in sacred orders and religious pray, the breviary. It is that beautiful prayer that is the official prayer of the Church. But we can take part. We can ourselves pray a smaller version of this Psalter, Our Lady's Psalter. What a privilege. Our Blessed Mother reassured us. She emphasized the importance of this prayer when she said, someday through the scapular and the rosary, I will save the world. We ourselves can take part in that mission of our Blessed Mother to save the world simply by praying the rosary and trying to pray it well, at least 5 decades a day. And what are some of the typical excuses we hear? Or some of the, not necessarily here, but the devil might try to inspire these excuses or our fallen human nature. We might hear the excuse, well, it's too long. This excuse we, of course, can dispel quickly and easily. The Holy Rosary really only takes about 20 minutes. Some say 15. 15 is a very quick rosary, but 15 or 20 minutes. If we were to take just one moment and examine our day, how many 20-minute slots did we completely waste? Maybe just through frivolous conversation, browsing the internet on our phone or device, maybe just sitting around. 20 minutes is not long at all. And how we can make simply 20 minutes so powerful for our own sanctification and for the good of the whole world. Something else that we tend to hear is, well, it's repetitious. It's hard to pay attention when you say the same things over and over. And perhaps this can be true. We say that the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be many times. Sometimes we can think of the meaning of these prayers, try to dissect them word by word, but this perhaps won't work every day. But back to that original point, when we pray the rosary, we are supposed to meditate upon the mysteries. If we are praying the rosary well, it will never be repetitious or boring. If we are praying with a true intention, our minds will be enlightened. We should also do our part to perhaps take on some spiritual reading that can inform our meditation on the Holy Rosary. There were some books, there's one book, in fact, that is, it's a little bit controversial, and for that sake, I don't necessarily recommend it from the pulpit, but it's one that you've heard of, The Mystical City of God by Mother Mary Agreda. And this is private revelation, and again, it is a little controversial as to whether the translations, the dictation is correct, etc. But it is not a book that is banned. But in this work, there are many little details that we don't take this as divine revelation, something that we must believe. But I found in it a remarkable help for my imagination, because we should use our imagination. It is a powerful tool when used properly. So to think of those little aspects of the life, death, resurrection of our Lord that perhaps never occurred to you before. So we can kind of make that remote preparation for praying our rosary well by reading, taking up some good spiritual reading on those topics. But another point to the repetition, anything that we want to know by rote, something that we want to stick with us, we tend to repeat. There's a saying, in fact, and teachers know this well, repetition is the mother of study. When we want the children to memorize a poem, what's the best way to do that but to repeat, repeat, repeat? Same thing with times tables. We repeat, repeat, repeat so that it stays. So there is nothing contradictory, nothing overly difficult in the praying of the rosary, especially when we pray it well. Another thing we might hear the devil try to convince us, he says it's not necessary. And while this may be true, there is no law stating that we must pray the rosary. And if you do not pray the rosary daily, you cannot be saved. This is not so. But I heard an analogy from another priest that I thought was very good. It's like, okay, you don't have to pray the rosary, but you also don't have to own a vehicle. You could walk to the store. You could walk to work. Do you think it would take a little bit more time, be a little bit more laborious? Absolutely. Why would you not take advantage of some quicker, easier method to getting to where you want to go? And so with the rosary, we would be insane not to make use of this incredible tool for our salvation and sanctification. We have to remember the saints are very strong on this point when it comes to devotion to our Blessed Mother. And the rosary is really one of the greatest ways that we can show our devotion to Our Lady. But the saints are very strong on this point. Saint Alphonsus, he says that a true devotion to Mary is a sure sign of predestination. And what do we mean by predestination? Not that we are guaranteed of being saved. And this is an error of the Calvinists. But rather, that we are on the right path. We are gaining the graces we need in order to be saved, if we have a tender and a true devotion to our Blessed Mother. And again, the Holy Rosary is one of the great ways that we have of proving this devotion, that we say it every day without fail. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us truly have that goal in mind, to know Christ better. If we come to a greater knowledge of Christ, we will be able to love him more. If we love Christ more, we will much more easily be able to live according to his laws. We will much more easily be able to make it to heaven. So let us come to a greater knowledge of Christ and use this powerful means that we have, the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to meditate upon his life and the life of his mother. Let us take part. Let us help our Blessed Mother in this great mission through her rosary to help save the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.